From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. So today, we continue our newcomers series showcasing some of the brightest new voices in journalism today. This week, we head to Chicago to hear how young people fresh to the workforce are faring in this tough economic climate. Here's reporter Susie Yan.
Eileen Murphy got a job as a human resources contractor for a Chicago consulting firm after she got out of grad school. And about 15 months into her first real job, Murphy got laid off.
At first, I handled it pretty calmly. I sat down, I'm like, what do I need to get ready? So I was very strategic. And then once it all settled in, that's, I think, when I freaked out and I got really worried.
At 25, Murphy joined nearly a quarter of a million people who lost their jobs in November. And the number kept growing. By the end of January, 7.6% of the nation was unemployed, according to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics.
I've never seen this level of anxiety among people and so much, I want to say, hopelessness. Not that it will never turn around, but that it's really going to be a while before it turns around.
That's Arlene Hirsch. She's been a career counselor since the early 80s, and lately she's seeing a change in her clientele.
I'm seeing a lot of young people probably graduating from college and into their mid, even late 20s. A lot of people, I think, are having trouble getting started or getting on a path.
Hirsch says young people face a disadvantage in the job market because of a lack of experience.
The difficulty in an economic downturn, then, is that there are less jobs available and more qualified people. So it's a little bit harder for people that don't have experience because they're actually competing with people who have more experience.
But she says young people who don't have to worry about responsibilities like children or a mortgage have an advantage. And Murphy, being young and single,
I don't need the $45,000, $50,000 job. And I think that's a big difference for organizations. You can get a same level caliber candidate, but one, you know, obviously has more compensation needs, so they could get me cheaper.
It's been close to 4 months since Murphy lost her job. Now she exercises regularly, reads more books, and has reconnected with friends, all while sending out resumes and going to interviews.
This has been an eye-opener for what I want professionally. I guess, in personal aspects, too. All in all, it's just taught me that you can never just become content with where you are.
Hirsch says that's one way people can use unemployment time to benefit themselves.
When you have some time away from that situation, you get some distance. It's easier, I think, sometimes to get a little better connected with what you really want. And so there's an opportunity to reevaluate. A lot of times people got on the wrong path or they knew it wasn't right, but they didn't know what else. And so you do have an opportunity to rethink and redirect.
For News and Notes, I'm Susie Yan.
And Susie Yan joins us now. Welcome, Susie.
Hi, Tony.
Nice job there. You know, we hear a lot about people who are out of work. We don't often hear as much about people who have either never been employed or, number one, are young enough that they're losing their very first jobs. What directed you toward this?
Well, as you know, being a young reporter, I know many young people. So a lot of my friends are going through this right now, either getting out of college and finding themselves in the workforce and not being able to get a job quickly. And some friends who have been on the job for a year or two, and they're the first to get laid off because they were last hired. So I just wanted to, show young people that, it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, it is tough out there, but as a young person, you do have some advantages, and it doesn't have to be so tough. You can use this as a time to benefit yourself and rethink what you want in your career path.
Well, good job, as I said. I want you to stick around because we're going to continue the conversation now with our reporters roundtable.